Hi, listeners. I'm Eric Kloss, the innovator of Daily Breath, an app that helps you to avoid asthma triggers. Over the last 5 years, I've spent more than 10,000 hours researching weather and environmental factors that impact respiratory health. An estimated 30,000 asthma attacks daily are a sign of health system failure, and trigger management offers an opportunity to dramatically improve asthma management and control, reduce the asthma burden, and enhance the overall quality of life for those with asthma and their caregivers. Through the Trigger Awareness podcast series presented by Daily Breath in partnership with the Allergy and Asthma Network, we'll share with listeners information about allergen and irritant exposure triggers. If you have the underlying condition of asthma, you are vulnerable to serious illness as a result of COVID-19. But many of you are regularly vulnerable every day to the risk of having an asthma attack as a result of exposure to your offending allergens. This second episode in the Trigger Awareness podcast series is focused on the brutal allergy season we are encountering and the challenges for those with allergic asthma during this COVID-19 crisis.
Hi, this is Andy Wexler, co-host of the Trigger Awareness podcast series. I'm joined again today by Eric Kloss, innovator of Daily Breath. Today's topic is symptom confusion, allergies or COVID-19. Unfortunately, as early as mid-February, those with spring allergies began experiencing a brutal season in much of the country. So Eric, what are the reasons for the onset and intensity of the spring allergy season?
Well, thanks, Andy, and welcome to the listeners. While colder temperatures and snow often hinder plant growth, a warmer winter and increased rainfall have created budding trees, blooming flowers, and growing grass, leading to an increase of pollen spores in the air. With increased rainfall, humidity is also higher, and mold growth becomes a greater problem. So in general, allergen exposure risk is unusually high this spring.
Unfortunately, we're now confronting a newly discovered respiratory virus, COVID-19. And I've heard that those with asthma are described as having an underlying condition and being at a greater risk of serious illness if they contract COVID-19. So Eric, why are they at a greater risk?
Well, to start, we're not defining them as most vulnerable to contracting the coronavirus. The coronavirus is indiscriminate. Anyone and everyone may contract it. It's unclear right now why they are the most vulnerable to serious illness, but because those with asthma often have airway inflammation, they may be more vulnerable to the increased airway inflammation that's a result of COVID-19, and this leads to chronic respiratory distress. But much is being discovered, even on a daily basis, about COVID-19 is behaving in the general population, let alone with those with asthma.
There seems to be a great deal of symptom confusion around allergies, cold and flu, and COVID-19. What are the differences?
Well, I'd like to refer to a great infographic that aims to help with the symptom confusion, published by the Allergy and Asthma Network, called Distinguishing the Difference. Please visit allergyasthmanetwork.org to download the graphic. While a fever may be associated with the flu, a wet cough and the sniffles are often associated with a cold, and nasal congestion and sneezing is often a response to your allergen, COVID-19's key symptom markers are a fever, dry cough, and a shortness of breath. A trigger may cause you to have shortness of breath as a result of a serious asthma attack, but COVID-19 can cause shortness of breath on its own without a particular trigger, just inflammation that's a result of the virus.
What should I do to avoid respiratory distress?
Well, whether it's an allergen or irritant exposure or COVID-19 that may trigger an asthma flare-up, you need to adhere to your regular treatment regimen. You will help prevent an asthma attack. And if you have your relief inhaler with you when you experience respiratory difficulty, you'll be able to avoid requiring emergency assistance. How can you track your triggers year-round? Use Daily Breath, an app that helps you to avoid your triggers. It's a personal allergy and asthma learning and warning service based on a patient's experience of triggers in their daily life. You may download Daily Breath by texting DBNOW, D-B-N-O-W, to 41411 from your iPhone.
So what advice would you give to allergic asthma sufferers?
For those with allergic asthma who are experiencing this brutal spring allergy season, they should be even more vigilant in avoiding their allergens. And if COVID-19 continues to be a threat into the summer, then those who experience summer allergies, when grass becomes a more prominent offending allergen, will need to remain vigilant.
And what's the greatest obstacle to avoiding allergens for those with allergic asthma?
Well, ironically, a large percentage of allergic asthma patients are really unaware of their offending allergens. They've really never undergone an allergy test. They generally know they are allergic to trees, grasses, or weeds by season, but not their specific allergens.
And what could I do to be more aware of and avoid my offending allergens, you know, the ones that actually affect me most?
Well, again, this is an interesting time because as many experiencing symptoms that lead them to be tested for COVID-19, if they come back with a test that's negative, it's likely that they do have an allergy. And it's a good time to explore having an allergy test to determine once and for all what are their offending allergens so that they actually can implement allergen exposure avoidance and reduction strategies so they can prevent their next asthma flare-up.
That's a great suggestion. Thanks, Eric. In the meantime, we want to encourage all of our listeners to adhere to the COVID-19 guidance from local, state, and federal authorities to help stop the spread, be safe, and stay healthy.
Our partner Allergy and Asthma Network unites individuals, families, healthcare professionals, industry, and government decision makers to improve the health and quality of life for Americans with asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Allergy and Asthma Network is the leading source of patient education that is accurate, relevant, and understandable and promotes evidence-based standards of care. Please consider donating to Allergy and Asthma Network at allergyasthmanetwork.org. Thank you for listening to this month's episode of the Trigger Awareness Podcast Series, presented by Daily Breath in partnership with the Allergy and Asthma Network. For more information on trigger awareness, avoidance, and reduction, to listen to our episodes and provide your feedback, please visit dailybreathforecast.com. Join us next month as we strive to ensure that even one life breathes easier.